One who does not know ease is naturally in a state of disease. Well, ailments and diseases are of various kinds. Some come to us from outside through other organisms. What comes from outside is like an invasion upon the body that needs to be dealt with. You need medical help. But over 70% of the diseases in the world are chronic or manufactured within the system. One fundamental reason is that you do not know how to be at total ease with yourself. Ease in the body, ease in the mind, ease in your emotional and energy states. Because most people have misunderstood or wrongly perceiving intensity as tension. If you ask one to be intense, they will become tense. If you ask them to relax, they will become lax. This is the main problem. If you know how to be intense and relaxed at the same time, well, you will see a whole host of ailments will disappear from human communities. This is something that we have to bring. It is not simply going to happen because a little bit of work is needed upon you. As a child, you were at ease, but as your memory built up of your experiences and impressions of life, pleasant, unpleasant, beautiful, horrendous, all sorts of experiences that happen in one's life, with these memories, you have wound yourself up to a place where you do not know how to be at ease. Ease is not about being at ease with somebody. Ease is about being at ease within this body, within this mind, you are at ease. Whatever the nature of the content may be, whatever the nature of your body may be, whatever your age or stage of your life you may be in, still it is possible to be in absolute ease. This ease, if it has to come into you, the most important thing is to create a certain stable platform within yourself. If you create a very stable energetic body or pranamaya kosha, being at ease will be a natural consequence. This is something every human being should know, because without being at ease, not being in ease is costing immensely in terms of human possibilities and human competence, and unfolding of human genius is unnecessarily crippled because people are not at ease. From the very beginning, in the very educational system, tension is being built up as if only in tension and competition people will do their best. It is very important lives are brought to ease so that human genius will unfold in a tremendous way. If you are absolutely at ease, there is no such thing as disease within you.